What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Arthur De Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now before the break, we had a chance to talk about Small Business Week, which is happening next week. Now I'm going to be handing things off to Mix reporter Brandon Piper, as he had a chance to talk to Matt Jilks, who is the NDP candidate for the riding of Fort McMurray Cold Lake in the upcoming federal election.
Perfect. So you've obviously made it known that you'll be running as the candidate for the NDP party here in the riding of Fort McMurray Cold Lake. So I guess first and foremost, why have you decided to throw your hat in the ring?
Well, I've been working up here for over 12 years. I spend the majority of my time in this riding, so I have lots of friends. I have family that live here, and I'm also on my executive board with my union, UCW Local 401, and I am looking after the members in this riding, so I'm very tight-knit or tied to this riding.
Now, it's a kind of a notoriously blue-collar, staunchly conservative riding up here. The NDPs have had historically kind of a tough time federally. If you were elected, though, what would be your first priority for this riding?
My first priority would be to put workers first. What we've seen to be happening in the past is that corporations are taking these multi-million dollars, even billion dollars in tax cuts, and then they're making the wealthy wealthier. And they're stocking up their offshore bank accounts when that money should be going to workers, to healthcare, to education, things that are, you know, important to the normal everyday person.
And I know that the federal NDPs have been pretty firm on their stance of no pipelines. That's a pretty touchy subject in this particular riding. What's your stance there, and would you be willing to work with industry?
Definitely able to work with industry. He does not support a pipeline. He didn't say he just shut her completely down. He needs to get in there and see. It's an asset that Canada owns. He needs to see what we can get, what we can do with it to move forward. But once again, workers will not be left behind. So if we have to transition from the resources we're using now, natural resources, to get into renewable resources, workers will be looked after. There'll be no more subsidies to the oil companies, so that money will be put into retraining and making Canada, you know, a leader in our renewable resources.
And Matthew, I just have a couple more questions for you, and I can let you go. Being a commuter to the riding may lead to some concerns from voters here. What would you say to those who are a little skeptical?
I spend the majority of my time, my days here in Fort McMurray. I cover at my local union office as the relief rep from time to time for vacations. So I spend a lot of time in the city of Fort McMurray. My parents and brother and family live in Fort McMurray. So I kind of have a soft spot for Fort McMurray, and that's why I chose to run in this riding.
And just before I let you go, just sort of give our listeners a chance to know one thing about Matthew Jilks. What do you want voters to know about yourself?
That I care for everyday people. I put people first, and I believe that corporations are taking advantage of Canadians, and that we need to stop. We need to start having some people that are in it for you.
Perfect, Matt. That's about all I've got for you. Is there anything I didn't ask that you want to share with our listeners?
No, I think we're good.
Perfect. Well, thanks for taking the time out again. I really appreciate it, and best of luck with the election next week and the rest of the campaign.
Once again, that was Mixed reporter Brandon Piper speaking with Matthew Jilks, the NDP candidate for the riding of Fort McMurray Cold Lake in the upcoming federal election. If you're looking for more information about Jilks or any other candidate running in the riding, all you have to do is head to the Mixed News page. Now that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune in to Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.